Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maaseros. Over the past several Mishnayos, we have discussed the details of a chatzer that is koveil maaseros when produce is brought into it. Now, what about a chatzer, however, in which the produce is already in it because the tree grows in the chatzer itself? So our Mishnah discusses a fig tree. Te'ina she'omeres b'chatzer. If there is a fig tree standing in the chatzer, so ochel achas achas upotur. You are allowed to eat one at a time and not be koveh. In other words, our Mishnah is saying, you know, the fact that the tree is in the chatzer means that it's already, so to speak, kavua, the second it comes off the tree. And therefore, much like we said by the case of mecher, purchase acquisition, in which the mecher acquires the produce and is koveil maestros, we said that there's sort of a little bit of a loophole, that if you only pick one and eat it, and pick one and eat it, and pick one and eat it, then one fig cannot be koveil maestros. And therefore, even though conceptually it should be koveil the second they come off the tree, if you only pick one at a time, then you can eat the machil saroi. V'im tseiraf, chayev. However, if you ever pick two, then you're chayev, then it's koveil maestros, and you cannot eat them without first taking trumas and maestros from them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, achas b'imino v'achas b'smolo v'achas b'fiv. Rabbi Shimon has an even greater kula. He says, you know, it's true, you can't be mitzaref them. You can't have two at the same time. But you could have one that you pick and put in your mouth, and then while that's still in your mouth, you could pick another one with your right hand. And while you have one in your mouth and one in your right hand, you could pick one with your left hand. And those are not considered to be together. And therefore, it's not koveya. And you can keep eating them. You can finish the one in your mouth and then put the one in your right hand in your mouth, the one in your left hand in your mouth, and then do the same thing over again. So as long as you only do one at a time, you can't have two in your mouth at the same time, and you can't have two in your right hand or two in your left hand. But as long as it's one, one, and one, it's all good according to Rabbi Shimon. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon. The halacha follows the opinion that we've been discussing all along, that you can pick one at a time and eat it. Pick and eat, pick and eat, pick and eat. Additionally, the Mishnah says there's one other way that you could eat these figs without taking trumas and maestros. Ala la rosha, if you climb up into the tree, so then mimalei cheko ve'ochel, then you can fill your lap and eat. So you then up in the tree, you're no longer really in the chatzer. You're in the tree, and in the tree, then you could sit and pick a whole bunch and put them in your lap and eat them at your own pace, because then you don't have to worry about tziruf being koveya because you're still in the tree and you haven't yet arrived in the chatzer, and therefore the chatzer is not koveya. Of course, once you have this lap full of figs, you can't come down out of the tree. Because if you do come down out of the tree with that lap full of figs, then they will immediately become kavula maestros, and you will have to take trumas and maestros and not be able to eat any more achil sarai until after you do so.